Gary, G-A-R-Y, Bomber, B-O-M-E-R. Chief complaint, hypertension out of control. History of fatty liver, morbid obesity. History of sleep apnea, doesn't want to do anything about it. History of BPH, leg pain, swollen right hand. Status post fall. History of kidney disease, stage 2. Has not been checked since 2022. History of gouty arthritis. Gary is a 60-year-old morbidly obese man, weighs 344 pounds, who comes in today with right hand pain, swelling of the hand, and other issues that I discussed. He's out of his blood pressure medication. That's why his blood pressure is elevated today. COVID immunization, none. List of the medication, reviewed opposite page, and rewritten for the patient today. Surgery, knee surgery bilaterally, medical problems, gout, and obesity. Family history, dad died 20-something years ago in an accident. Mom died at 88 with low blood pressure. Colonoscopy is up to date, under maintenance. Social, drinks occasionally, doesn't smoke, works for refineries, does a lot of driving. He's single, has a daughter, 19 or 33, lives in Idaho. Review of system, again, blood pressure out of control, morbid obesity, history of sleep apnea, has done nothing about it. History of carotid stenosis, rechecked today, leg pain, arm pain, hand swelling after a fall, high cholesterol, and possible hand cellulitis. Allergy, no drug allergy. Did I say that? COVID immunization, none. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 344 pounds, 98%, 98 temp, 1687, 172 over 97. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs, two bronchi, GM. A clear skin shows no rash around mucosa with amnesia. There's tenderness noted over the top part, over the dorsum part of the hand with around the knuckles especially and MP joint. First, hand swelling. No sign of DVT on the ultrasound, number one. Number two, no sign of fracture on the x-ray. Number three, with history of gouty arthritis, one must consider gout, refill indomethacin, continue with allopurinol, refill colchicine. He hasn't been taking his allopurinol on a regular basis. Next one is hypertension out of control. Next one is cardiomegaly. Next one is refill all his medication. Next one is education about why he shouldn't stop taking some medication and why he could have a stroke if his blood pressure is elevated. Next one is kidney failure, most likely related to his blood pressure. Next one is, again, education regarding taking his blood pressure on a regular basis. Next number, continue with simvastatin for his cholesterol. Next one is check renal function. Next one is referred to Ortho Clinic on Tuesday next week to evaluate the hand. Next one may need a CT of his hand. Next number, colonoscopy is up to date. Next one is findings were discussed with patient. Next one is in the Keflex in case there's some subacute or subcutaneous infection. Two tablets twice a day. Next one is in the medicine. No, Rocephin and Decodron now, a gram and 8 milligram. Next number, history of creatinine at 1.43, stage 2 renal insufficiency back in 2022. Next number is non-compliance. Next number, refer for sleep apnea. Next number, he tells me that even if he has sleep apnea, he's not going to wear a CPAP. Next number, I told him there's a lot of other available treatments available for sleep apnea, and he promises to at least do the home study. Next one is RVH. Next one is LVH. Next one is non-compliance is, I think, Gary's biggest problem at this time. Next one is check blood work, including uric acid. Next number, lower extremity edema, off and on, no sign of DVT. Next number, most likely related to sleep apnea. Next one is check thyroid function. Next number, see medications that were written today. Next number is come back in a week. Next one is be seen in the orthopedic clinic next week. In a week, we'll go over his blood work at that time. Thank you.